Hello everyone, today in this podcast from Drona HQ, we are going to cover a series of topics, and today's topic is going to be going beyond the basic UI interactions. So today we have Mohit Agarwal with us, the product engineer and user experience evangelist, and he has a very fantastic product to launch, and we are all excited to hear all about it. Let's get started. Hi Mohit, how's the day going so far?
Amazing.
Good. So Mohit, tell us about the new user experience or UI builder that you're building. What's the name?
Name is Designer as of now.
Cool. And any specific reason why this, what triggered you to start with this kind of a product?
The basic trigger was the level of granularity we were giving to the customers earlier was not as low as they needed. The basic things weren't available. So we came with a solution where we'll give the user all the customizations they need, and once they are done with the customizations, they can build an app on top of that customizations.
So basically, currently in the studio, you all have already provided a UI builder.
Yes.
Right? And it has a control library with all major of the controls available.
Commonly needed controls.
Yes. And those controls also have properties.
They have certain properties when it comes to data. UI properties are limited to certain properties which a user commonly needs, say the color properties or the font properties.
Okay, so that means right now the font or the data properties were limited or they were sufficient for the users, and something triggered where you all thought, hey, we need to give more properties, or we need to give more UI properties. Is that the case?
Yes, when I think of myself as a user, I say to my user, see, so the problem which I would face is there are certain requirements or certain standards I need to follow to make an app. Now, I have everything that you're providing or everything Drona HQ is providing, but the problem was the certain standards weren't being met. Now, I had a problem with that. So now what we thought was, why don't we give a place where you can meet those standards and then make an app on top of that.
Fantastic. Just to clarify things, you are going to give the user a capability to create newer controls or newer properties for the same controls?
Majorly it will be newer controls. So there are two phases to this. Either you can start with a completely new control, make it customized according to you, or we'll have n number of templates for you, pre-built controls, where you can pick one of the controls you like and then build your customization on top of that and then use the same control in studio.
Fantastic. So giving more consistent visualizations.
Perfect.
To
yes.
The user to use it across their application.
Consistent and up to their need.
So as a user, generally with a lot of other in market, we see a lot of other UI control builders, they need to have some kind of coding language or prerequisite skills.
Exactly.
What will happen with this designer?
This designer is, there's no code, there's not a single piece of code needed.
Fantastic.
The only learning curve will be for half an hour, 1 hour, that is the UI that you need to drag and drop, and that will be as simple as learning Word. So if you need, how much time did it take to learn Word? It was very simple. Similar fashion, this will take also like less.
Oh, so you mean there will be no coding skills specifically required to understand any front end and stuff?
Nothing.
Oh, fantastic. So this is something like a drag and drop builder for your UI controls.
Perfect. Yes, that's the same.
Fantastic. So, how long did you take to build this solution?
That is a very different question, because the thought process started around 6 months ago.
Okay.
Then we kept looking for places, how do we start? Because this was a very open-ended approach, nobody was doing this. Everybody was giving everything, but they weren't giving the granularity that we needed. So we thought outside the box and we came up with a product wherein you'll have all the controls that you need, plus all the customizations that a person would need up to the level of border radius or border color, or simple things. And it took, vividly 6 months to build.
Oh, that's nice. Could you just give us some example of any particular control which was first built on this and there was a wow element among the first viewers of this product?
So I'll tell you, when we initially started building this is a real use case, by the way. So we had, we built it, but what should we do with this example? So we had many controls. So there was a use case wherein the person needed an ID card.
Okay.
So what we did was we took our own company's ID, and I'm not kidding, it took 3 minutes to make the UI of the ID with all the data dynamics. So say I am logging in studio after the control, I'm logging in as Mohit. So on the app, I can see my ID with my name and my photo. that was done, that control was made in 3 minutes. And according to me, there was no base template. I made that control in 3 minutes.
Crazy. That's nice. So this brings to my next question. Will this product be a standalone product, or we will have to use it along with Studio's UI Builder?
It will be a companion of Studio UI Builder, but we are, you know, thinking of scaling it out to other products we have. Say we have a workflow where in workflow you can add emails. So that email templating can also be done on this design.
So the output of this designer, do we have to import, export and again bring it to a studio, or it can be just installed?
Simple,
or
one
click
single up? Button click, that's all.
Oh, fantastic. So as we say, and as I understand, it is going to be standalone itself for various different elements of Studio at this moment.
Yes.
Going ahead, the roadmap, probably you could open it just as in standalone for the UI, UX designers of the world to create their
eventually
controls.
What we are thinking is, say you want to build controls, any UI element that you need to customize, we are planning to do it via designer. So say there are certain customization needed in every aspect of the product. So anywhere you have user interaction, you might need some customization. So we are planning, wherever there is a UI customization somewhere needed, we'll try to incorporate designer into it. Like for example, we are started doing controls. We are trying to achieve emails now. It's common things, these are common things. Say email is the most common use case where people want customized email. And we had the UI builder. So we did something in between, and we're planning towards working with email as well, customized email templates.
Fantastic. Just tell us more about how was your building experience, how big was your team?
The team size did vary during 6 months. It was commonly 3 people. It was me and 2 more colleagues of mine. They did a tremendous amount of work. They worked nice because we were building something that even only we could imagine. Like, you know, you usually build things which you look outside and, you know, take references, but something, this thing, and since it was very tightly coupled with Studio, it did take us a lot of head scratching and thinking how should we do it, because problem is, as developers, we think in a different perspective. But when a user who's a non-technical person does it, we have to make it only to them. So what we did was, we removed the developer cap and started thinking about what would the user need? How would he develop it? How would we do it? And during that phase, we learned n number of things, and then we came up with this product.
So who is the target audience of this particular part of the product? Are they the designers, the UI, UX designers, or somebody just who is new to application building?
That is the beauty of the product. Anyone who is interested in designing a control, it is as simple as a person who is used to computers, he can build it. The whole point of this product was not to just target one audience or one type of audience. It was kept as simple as possible so say right now I'm in a smaller team. I'm working as 2 to 3 people who are designing the apps. Now I can't hire an external designer. So what we did was we kept it as simple as even a normal person who is making apps can use it. Now if you have very specific needs, you can look outside, but you will be able to do whatever you want in the designer itself.
Okay. Nice. And future roadmaps that you have for the designer?
Future roadmaps will be making it as a place for people to come to build their UI in a simpler way, and then maybe use it in wherever the wide spectrum of apps you are providing or products you are providing.
Nice. Good. Any particular story or an incident that you want to share with us in terms of your beta users who have used it, and how they have enjoyed it, or they have given you any particular feedback, if you could share with us?
So there's a very funny story. So it's actually a live project story. We were pretty tensed because it is an alpha stage, not even a beta stage. So
okay,
we were building an app for a company. So they had a very specific need, and it was very much doable in Studio or the designer. But the problem was, it is an alpha stage, and we didn't know how will it work out, how will it work when it's published and exported into the Studio package. So our designer was building the component, and somehow we didn't know. So the back box shadow was being removed as soon as it was published. It was a small bug which he fixed later on. So he did everything in the night, and he finished and he checked everything, and he did, and he went home. Now in the night, the client says, "I can't see the card's borders." So during that phase, during those things, you know, when it's an alpha stage, we are wondering, there are so many things we can do for the user. We'll fix that. Then these are the things that the client, the designer could have seen. It was a very funny story, because for that, our first thought was a failure. That was the first step, where first use case was a failure for us. But we overcame that with the n number of, you know, controls we have built recently.
Okay.
We did overcome that. But that was like the first thing we built was a failure for us. That's the funny story.
Good, interesting insights. How many controls have been built on top of Designer up till now?
25-30 have been built. See, so there are different types of builds. For client, we have built 25-30 controls. Internally, we have been building every day. So
more than 100.
Yeah, easily. So what we do is we usually take up sprints. What we do is we have two ways of interacting with the designer. One is you can import code. So say recently, I had a colleague who wanted a specific card to be made. He didn't know we had the import code functionality that well. So he made that card. It did work out perfectly. So when he showed it to us, we saw this is different. So we asked, how did you build it? He told us he made it manually. What he did was we simply copied the code and pasted it. It was there. So he used up those 2 hours to 4 hours to make that complex control. And after that, you know, it just took 30 seconds to copy paste the code. But it was fun for him to learn how to make it.
Fantastic. Great. That comes to the end of our discussion over the designer. I am very excited to go and try it out. Probably you all should also try it out, the designer,
sure,
as it is launched. And please shoot in your feedback and queries.
Do let
to
us
us
know what I really
thank you so much.